Our urban legends expert, Jan Harald Brunvand, recently returned from a trip to New Zealand. A couple of weeks ago, he shared some New Zealand versions of popular American legends. Today, he's brought back something new.
During my visit to New Zealand, I came across an interesting article in New Zealand Listener, the weekly television and radio program guide, with a wonderful headline, Law and Order. The article asked whether a bottle filled with water and placed on your lawn will deter passing dogs from leaving a calling card. Sounds ridiculous, right? But this bottle on the lawn tactic is serious stuff down under, having spread swiftly from Australia to New Zealand and become an article of faith in both countries. Sure, I've heard of wearing garlic to ward off vampires or a copper bracelet to relieve arthritis and many other such folk preventives, but why would a water bottle keep dogs from doing their business on the lawn? Yet everywhere I went in New Zealand, I saw bottles of water scattered about on the neatly tended lawns. The bottles were the familiar 1¼-liter plastic soft drink containers. Only clear bottles seemed to be used, though sometimes the paper labels had been left on them. I was told that residents of some of the ritzy suburbs put out water in glass bottles that originally held expensive wines and liqueurs. To me, the water bottle idea seems almost as silly as the method used by some people in the States. If they see a dog coming onto their lawn, they stand near the front window and cross their fingers. Then supposedly the dog will refrain from relieving itself. Oh, but back to the water bottles. In search of the truth, New Zealand Listener sent reporter Dennis Welch out to study the matter. Welch chose the town of Napier on Hawke's Bay in the North Island as the site of his research. The answer to all life's problems can ultimately be found in Napier, he explained, and it also has the best Italian restaurant in the country. I, too, visited Napier. I couldn't find the restaurant, but I saw plenty of water bottles on tidy lawns. Law and order seemed to be a national mania, though perhaps not quite a sign of the uptight, anal, repressive tendencies of small-town New Zealand, as Dennis Welch suggested in his article. The usual reason given for the supposed success of the bottle technique is that a dog will not foul its own drinking water. But dogs, of course, do not drink water out of plastic bottles, so some people who scatter the bottles across their lawns say it's the glitter of the bottle or the dog seeing their own reflection in the water that does the trick. Others claim that the bottles themselves repel dogs, and the water's just there to keep the wind from blowing the bottle off the lawn. I also heard that the message of the water bottles was directed not to the dogs but to the dog owners. I don't want your dog fouling my yard. Another theory was that dogs might mistake the plastic bottles for the droppings of some gigantic beast. Another article on this subject quoted a veterinarian who called it one of the most stupid things I've ever heard. Another vet said he saw one hound present its offering right on top of a bottle. Yet an Australian vet who was questioned insisted that the tactic works if done properly. The full territory has to be enclosed with bottles, he said, and the water must not become stale, so the bottles must be shaken regularly to give off the right vibrations. As I thought about lawn order, I wondered whether the litter of plastic water bottles scattered so liberally about a lawn wouldn't be just as offensive as an occasional doggy dropping. I commented to my wife on the remarkable naivete of New Zealanders. How could anyone think that bottles of water on the lawn would have any power over the neighbor's doggy? And my wife said, but I'm sure I saw water bottles on lawns in our neighborhood back home. I don't recall ever seeing such a thing, but I have a feeling that my findings on this matter have not ended yet.
Jan Harald Brunvand is a professor of English and folklore at the University of Utah in Salt Lake City.